Hey peaches, welcome back. This is Two Peach Indo Podcast with your host Mel and Tiff.
What's up, you guys?
Hope everybody had a wonderful week. How was your week, Tiff?
It went by really fast. My sister was in town for a whole week. She actually just left today. Well, Sunday, Easter Sunday. I took off work Monday through Wednesday, and then I took a half day Thursday and Friday. So I had like no work really.
You had like a like, short week.
Yeah. Well, yeah, for work. But it was also like, I just feel like, you know, like that saying, like you, like time flies when you're having fun. It's like so true.
Yeah.
I'm like, dang, like it's Sunday already. Like you're leaving already.
I know. But I did. It did feel hella fast, huh?
Very fast.
I mean, I've only seen her one day, but like still, now that I'm thinking about it, right now it's Sunday and that was Wednesday? That was 4 days ago, B?
Yeah, exactly.
That's crazy.
Exactly.
I feel like that was like yesterday. If anything, that was like 2 days ago, not 4 days ago.
Right.
That's crazy. Anywho, that was so much fun. We went to the infamous garden room, you guys.
Yeah.
That was so cute.
Yeah, definitely. I was really happy that we were able to get a table and not just sit at the bar, because like it was so funny, like everybody, well not everybody, but I had like a few people message me, you know, from on like on Instagram when I posted those you know, stories. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh my god, did you have to get a reservation? Like we have, like I've been trying to go like for so long. And so I was like, I mean, technically yes, you need a reservation, but I actually had like a hookup, you know.
Yeah.
Which was good. But they say that the bar is first come first serve, and it's also like full service. So if you really want to go there and like don't care whether you sit at a table or at a bar, then you can definitely go and just sit at the bar. But I mean, if you want to have like the full experience and like sit at a table or whatever, then yeah, definitely make reservations ahead of time, because they're only open like, well, Wednesday through Saturday, I believe.
Yeah, they're only open 4 days out of the week. And even when they do, they're only open at night.
Right. From like 5 till maybe 11?
Maybe. Maybe a little later during the weekend, like Friday, Saturday, they'll probably open till like midnight, maybe.
Yeah.
But it was such a vibe. Like the drinks were good. The food was a bomb.
Yeah. The food was good. It was just like very small portions and it was very pricey. Well, yeah. Not very, but it was a little pricey for the food that you, I mean, for the portion that you get.
Yeah. But flavor-wise, B, oh my god.
Yeah, the flavor-wise, for sure. 10 out of 10 for flavor, but...
For real.
I feel like that whole place was, like, my vibe.
Yeah, for real. I walked in there, I was like, oh my gosh, this bitch must feel in heaven. It was, like, flowers everywhere. The male workers wore the flowery button-ups.
Yeah.
And then the female workers, they had like this maroon romper,
like jumpsuit was, type of thing.
Yeah, it was, yeah. Really cute, not your typical. And you know, I was in the industry for 14 years, been almost in every corner of Atlanta, and I've never seen, or I've personally never worn anything like that to serve. Right. You know? So cute. Right.
When I worked at Tomo, which we also went to, mm-hmm. that night, like after the garden room, I was a host there, and we were just supposed to wear like a like black pants and like a nice like dressy top, you know. Mm-hmm. So definitely not not the same, but like just a little fancy. I just feel like the places like in Buckhead, I guess, are more, I don't know, like concerned with like their wardrobe.
Yeah. But most of those places like that I see usually like, you know, white button up vests sometimes, and you know, the apron, you know, the normal, like, I mean, you still make it look like somewhat fancy, like most places with those button ups, but the way the garden room did it, it was so classy, like classy and different, and I don't know, just unique.
Yeah, it was so good. We even saw a girl literally bring her own ring light.
Oh my gosh.
She was there by herself.
She was. And you know what? I saw two play sets in front of her. And so I thought maybe she was like, or maybe like next to her. In that table, there was two play sets. So one that she was using, and there was like another one next to her. And so I thought maybe she was waiting for someone. And then throughout her dinner experience, there was like nobody. So maybe I thought like, damn, she got stood up. Who made a reservation for one to sit at like a four top at the garden room? Like
she was on a four top?
Yeah, the one that she was sitting at, yes, because there was like chairs in front of her. You know, she was sitting like in, I guess, like the boothy area or wherever her chair, but there was two more chairs in front of her. Kind of like that table that was in front of us, how they had like a booth and they had chairs in front of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was definitely chairs in front of her.
Oh, wow. I did not realize that. Maybe, I don't know. That was kind of weird. Maybe she, to me, like maybe she was like an influencer and she like called ahead and told her like, oh, maybe like she's doing a,
like a blog.
Yeah, like, you know, like a post about them or whatever. Or maybe her friend, whoever it is, like, bailed on her or something.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I thought. I was like, well, she's dressed like she was going to meet someone.
Yeah, or she was really cute.
Yeah. When she popped her ring light. And she did not just have, like, them, like, foldable, like, portable table ring lights. She had like the one with the stick, like the one that you fold up, like, and then right. You extend the stick. I was like, damn, right. This bitch is committed. Because when she was leaving, we saw her outside of the restaurant,
right?
And there was like a little what do you call those walls, like the one with like the leaves and stuff.
It was kind of like a prop wall for people to like take pictures in front of.
Yeah. And she definitely pulled out her ring light and she stood it on the floor and extended that bitch all the way up. I was like,
yeah,
wow, she brought a whole ring light, y'all, like a TikTok ring light.
Yeah. I mean, it's smaller, but definitely still a ring
definitely
light.
Not as big as yours, but definitely it's still, I want to say the stand is still, it's the same stand.
It was nuts. That's like, that's the type of confidence that I wish I had. For real.
Gak ada malu-malunya, ya?
Yeah, because like that's what I always think about too with like influencers, you know, like I really like, it's really not an easy job. Like it's easy in a sense where it's like not as hard as like, I don't fucking know, being a doctor or something, but like,
yeah.
You know, like for you to have to, like, you have to have some type of confidence to sit in front of a camera and like not give a fuck about what other people say about you. Like these girls who like,
and talk to yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Talk to yourself. Like whenever I would like watch, you know, influencer stories and they're like in the car and like talking to us, like sometimes they're like with their significant other, or if they're like walking down the street and like talking to themselves, like I'm like, or like talking to the camera, like talking to us, but talking to themselves, you know, like, yeah. I'm like, damn, like you don't give a fuck about what other people are saying. Like, you don't, like, it doesn't even face them.
Right.
It's like their phone. It's like their friend.
Yeah.
So I like give them props for that.
And then we closed the night off by going to our favorite dessert place, Cafe Intermezzo. The OG.
So good.
We went to the perimeter location, and man, just the ambiance in there. Like, I don't even care, like, about how that shit is ran. Like, I don't even know how those people still there with the way they run that restaurant after working there. But, like, just being a guest and not worry about all that shit, I was like, man, I just love this place so much.
I wonder if it's different in different, like, places, though, you know?
Remember, I worked at that one, too. They transferred me back and forth for a while.
Oh.
Yeah, it's just as much of a shit show over there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I mean, I remember that. I mean, I know that they recently, not recently, but I know that they, since we've worked there, like, they changed their menus. I feel like their menus are, like, a little smaller now. Their options are not as many anymore. Oh yeah, maybe I should have informed our listeners that I also worked there too.
Yeah.
Oh my god, we both worked there. We worked at the Avalon location for like their opening.
We Man. Opened that location. Okay, guys. Right. You're welcome. Right. It was the biggest shit show ever.
Oh my god. The training was like the training was fun when we got to taste all of the cakes and cheesecakes that they were selling.
That was the only day that I was truly happy there. Like, that was the only reason why I wanted to work there.
Right.
I
Me
love
too.
The Nutella cheesecake. I love yeah. their Oreo cheesecake. And then I love the Cafe Gianduja that I always get the Nutella with the espresso. It's like a Nutella cappuccino, pretty much.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my gosh, they have one by my house. I was like, oh my gosh, I should work there so I could get all right. these things that I love all the time right. for right. half the price. But we didn't even get half off. That's what was crazy also. It was like 40% or some shit like that. Some ghetto shit.
But the Dunwoody location is definitely my favorite location, though.
Yeah, true. I've gone to the Peachtree location when it was still there. I did not like that location either.
Mm.
Yeah, my favorite is definitely the Dunwoody location. I think they've been there for, didn't they say like 40 years or something?
Yeah, they've been there for a long time.
Yeah, because they didn't open the second location until like 20 years after they were established at that location, I think.
Oh, I thought they were talking about the Piedmont one was the oldest one, and that's why they like had to move it somewhere else.
Mm-mm. No, the Dunwoody was the oldest one, because when I worked at that location, they were showing me where the manager's office used to be, and it was like above this kitchen. You have to go through the back. Way in the back of the kitchen, there's this little stairs that take you up to the attic, and that's where the
interesting
the manager's office was. Then that's they said they were there for like a good 10-15 years. That was the manager's office.
Damn.
Yeah.
We grew up at Cafe Intermezzo.
For real. What did you get that night? Because I liked what I got as far as dessert, but I didn't love it. I ate it, though.
I always, when I go to that location, I always get the B52, which is the Bailey's cheesecake. Yeah. Sometimes I get the Nutella cheesecake if I'm, like, not in the mood for the Bailey's cheesecake. But most of the time, I get the B52.
Yeah, I got the bourbon pecan tort.
Mm-hmm.
So it was, like, a cake. It wasn't a cheesecake.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give it like 3.8, you know.
So really?
It's almost there, but like
out of what, a 10 or a 5?
No, out of a 5.
Oh, okay. I was like, damn.
Yeah. It was not bad though. I still ate most of it.
Yeah. How was Junior's birthday party or dinner?
Oh yeah, that was so good. My mom made her famous Indonesian chicken wings with Indonesian seasonings.
That sounds good.
So good. I think that's what I'm gonna cook just like every get together we have.
Mm.
It's just so easy.
I'm done with that.
slow cook that shit. So it like it just slides off the bone. Mm. So good.
That's the best.
The best. Well, we're so excited about this guest we're bringing in for this episode. She has a lot of insight on the show.
Yes, it's one of her favorite shows.
That she even named her cats, one of her cats, with one of the characters.
Yes.
The show. So without further ado, you guys, let's welcome Astro Girl Ivy. Who's that girl? Who's that girl? It's just. Welcome, Ivy.
Hey.
Podcast.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
I know. We're so excited for you to be here.
Right?
Do you want to tell our listeners, like, what's your name? Who you are on Instagram and where you're located?
Yeah. So my name is Ivy. My at on Instagram is astrogirl dot Ivy. And I am located in Seattle, Washington.
Woo
woo.
Second home.
ENW. Oh yeah, buddy.
Yeah, my second home for real.
Yes. That's where we met.
Yes.
That's and how we became friends.
Yeah.
Tiff, this is two of your besties in a row.
I know. I'm so excited. Aww. About that.
Okay.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's a huge mood.
I know. We met when we both worked at Pink.
Yep.
At
Aldo. And you drove me home.
Yes.
And yeah, that's when we became like, friends.
You have to take the bus.
Or walk.
Right. In the rain sometimes. I'm like, oh no, girl.
Mm-hmm.
Aww. And like we live so close to each other.
Oh yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm.
And then we just started hanging out like literally every day. Like every even if we day. Didn't work, she'd be like, what are you doing tonight? Or I'd be like, what are you doing tonight?
Right. We'll go get our
banh mi's
and Italian sodas.
Yes.
And then sometimes Abby will make some taco soup.
And yes.
We'll her taco soup is bomb. And then we'll just watch some Gilmore Girls and have a smoke sesh.
Yes. Yeah, and that 70s show. I feel like we watched that a lot too. I saw this thing today and it said that Fez was a Cancer and I was like, I see that. I feel that. I feel can similar see that energy.
With his crazy ass.
Right, right.
So in this episode, Ivy is going to be discussing our new Peach Flix show, which is Who's That Girl? Who's That Girl? It's just That's right. New Girl.
Woo-hoo! Yes, definitely my favorite comfort show, I will say.
Same. Sometimes yes. When I feel like I just want a background noise, I replay past.
Yes.
Of the show, yes. Sure.
And it just like it makes me laugh. It's like one of those. Yeah, I don't have to pay close attention, but I can always get a good giggle, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Because like, especially after you watch it the first time around, like you'll know. Like where the funny parts are. Or sometimes you like get caught off guard like, oh my god,
I remember that.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Cause that's how I feel with Friends too. Like when I watch Friends, like true. No matter how many times I've seen Friends, like some of the punchline, they're like really funny.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So
it always hits.
And it's
the
iconic.
Same.
Yeah.
One of the moments of that in New Girl for me is it's that one episode where they're going on like the boys' trip and they're on those like little quad bikes and Schmidt like crashes his. And for some reason, every time he crashes, it just hits the same as the first time. He makes like a noise. It's like when he falls off and he just gets me. It's very Schmidt of him.
Oh, man.
The series revolves around a quirky teacher, Jazz, played by Zooey Deschanel. After she moves into LA in a loft with three men, which are
Nick, Schmidt, and Winston.
Yes.
But what's so crazy is in the beginning it was like in the first episode.
Wasn't it Coach?
Episode, it was Coach.
Yeah.
I was so confused too because I remember watching it on TV when it first came out.
Same.
And then the second episode, like the next week, it was a different person. I was like, wait.
He's like, wait. And it was, and I like though that they did keep Coach like still in throughout the show. Like he didn't just leave there because I feel like that would have been even weirder, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
But I feel like they tied him back really nicely. I love the moment in the first episode, though, when he's, like, trying to learn how to talk to women, to Jess, and she's, like, burning her hair with the curling iron.
Did you guys know that the pilot, they produce 10.28 million U.S. viewers?
Wow.
Just the pilot alone.
Damn.
Wow.
That's real. That's kind of crazy, honestly.
That is kind of impressive. Did you guys know that it's called a pilot because it's the first time it goes on air?
Yeah, I saw that.
Like a pilot. Mm-hmm. I was like, ah, I never thought about it like that.
I love wordplay stuff like that. That's cool.
Me too. I'm all about that. So Zooey Deschanel, she's the star character, but she's also the producer of the show.
Oh yeah.
And from our little research, we found out that she makes about $125,000 per episode.
Wow.
Yes. I want to know how many episodes they have all together, all seven seasons. 146 episodes. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah,
125,000?
125,000 per episode. It says she's worth about $18 million. Sure. And I love her charisma in the show. I love her quirkiness. Sometimes it's a little annoying because it's a little like too like, really? Like you're a grown up and you do this shit? Like,
you know what's funny is I've heard other people say that actually, that I've like gotten to watch the show. And oddly, I never felt that way about her.
What do you feel about her character?
I honestly, I really love Jess. Like, I always did. And I think maybe it comes from me. Like, I'm a more, like, sensitive, you know, person, wear my heart on my sleeve kind of person. Like, I think Jess is too. And so, like, I really like that one episode when she's like, yes, I wear polka dots. Yes, I have baby cats and puppies on my checks. And she's like, you know, but she's like, doesn't mean I'm not, you know, still, like, a badass bitch. You know what I mean? And, like, that's the episode I was like, okay, I get you, you know?
Oh, yeah. You're right.
I was like, I get you.
She was accepting who she
was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But still being able to function also.
As an adult.
Word.
Right.
Yes. But, like I said, everyone that I've talked to has that same opinion that you guys said, you know? I'm the odd man out there.
No, but I can kind of see where that point of view coming from. I could actually like rock with that too, you know.
Word. For sure. Word.
I do love her because I think that she has a really good heart.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes. Yeah. I think she wears it on her sleeve, you know. And I think sometimes, you know, it can be for the positive and also for the negative, you know. Like in that first, or I think it might even be the first episode, she gets like stood up on the date and then they all like show up for her.
Oh yeah.
True.
So
true.
Good.
And that's what I love about her experience about living with these men, that she offers as much to them as they offer her. Like, she offers them that like sympathy on how to get in tune with their feminine side, their emotion,
perspective.
Yeah. And then they kind of teach her like the game, like, no, you don't want to do that.
Right.
Like,
they definitely lift her up too, though, where like I feel like when she was like hella depressed, didn't have a job, they were like, get off your butt, you can accomplish more than this, you know.
Yeah
Schmidt was definitely the one who would be like, okay, be a little less Jess.
What do you think about being a girl and living with boys? Like, would you ever do that, or have you done that?
Ooh, I've never, not with like that type of ratio, male to female. I have lived in a house with like more than one guy, but we also had like three other females, so it was, again, it's slightly different. What's the word I'm looking for?
Experience.
Yeah. I mean, I'd be open to it, but I guess in my brain, I'm imagining these men to be just like Schmidt, Winston, and Nick.
Yeah.
So, you know, if they were those men, I would live with them.
I feel that. I feel like it's, I guess the idea of living with guys never really crossed my mind, you know?
Yeah.
I'm just the type, I just can't stand like mess. And unless the guys are like clean and
like Schmidt.
Yeah, like Schmidt. Uh-huh. Exactly.
Definitely not like
ready Nick. For this tiff. A theory I have astrology wise with Schmidt. I think he has a Virgo Venus. Mm. I really do. You know the episode when his mom comes to visit and he's trying to get his bar mitzvah money from her?
Yeah.
And they're like having that argument and he's about to, go to work. And he like, he leaves and then he comes back in and he's like, also, if you get hungry, there's food in the fridge. There's leftovers, but make sure you put a cover over it because I don't want it to splatter in the microwave. And then he like storms out. And I was like, that's called Virgo Venus. It's like, I'm pissed at you. You better still eat, but don't make a mess.
Yes.
But still take care of yourself.
Yes.
But I'm still mad. Like in that moment, I was like, he has to have a Virgo placement somewhere.
The Virgo mom friend.
Yes. I think he has Cancer too in his heavily in his top three.
Okay, so his sun sign, according to screenrant.com, he is actually an Aries.
Oh, the actor? Word.
I don't know. Oh, let's see. That's a good question, whether it's based on the actor or actually their characteristics. Let's see.
New girl
word. Because there's
based on your zodiac sign.
Okay.
There's so one episode where he says he's a Sagittarius. He's like, I'm a Sagittarius, so I can't lie.
Oh.
But he's the only one who says his sun sign. The only one.
Okay. Mm-hmm. No, I definitely missed that. Did you catch that?
I think I remember him saying something like that. I don't remember what episode, but
right.
Well, according to Screen Rant, he is an Aries. It says Schmidt is definitely a fire sign with his energetic and emotional personality. He exhibits a lot of classic Aries traits. Aries are also very determined, and fans will remember how hard Schmidt worked to woo Cece and also how hard he worked at his job. Because Aries tend to be more emotional, they may lead with their hearts more times than not, which to some could feel a little impulsive, but it always comes from a heartfelt place. I could see that.
I think he has a Cancer moon only because of his character development once. Are we giving spoiler alerts away?
Let's do it all the way.
Okay. Well, when in the last season when he's a dad,
yeah,
like the way he steps up and like is so obsessed with like giving her the, like being the best parent for her and like, you know what I mean? Like,
yes,
that to me, I was like, he's got to have a Cancer placement somewhere up in there.
Yeah, the fact that like he ended up like wanting to be like a stay at home dad.
Yeah. Ah.
Yeah.
Like that, I was like, he has to. Yeah. Right. Right.
Oh, love him.
Honestly, he was probably my least liked character at the first, though.
I feel that.
Right? Honestly, I did not vibe with him.
So is that the one character that like you didn't really kind of like care for in the beginning, but kind of gave?
Yeah. Like he grew on me heavily too, heavily. That's but I think a big part too. Was his character development was so good, you know.
So good.
Like, you really got to see, like, yeah, how he, like, matured and the different situations that he was thrown into and, you know, like, a lot of crazy ones.
I do also feel like he projected shadow work, like, a lot of shadow work.
Yes.
Hella shadow work.
Yes. That whole interaction with Cece and, what was the other girl's name? The one who he was, like, dating at the same time as dating Cece. Who he like had dated back in college from his chubby days.
Oh,
she's so pretty. Like I can see her face, but I cannot remember her name.
Friend Elizabeth.
Yeah, Elizabeth.
Yes. Oh, yes. The one that would like take over like when they have sex.
Yeah, yes. Yes. That was like such shadow work though. Like his whole experience with that, you know.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, so hard. He was going through it.
You are so right. I totally forgot about her.
Right? I honestly, I really liked her granted, I love him and Cece together, or yeah, him and Cece, but I did like her, honestly.
I did like the fact that she kind of whipped she him called him out, where he's usually would be on the other side of that end.
Yeah. And I feel like she called him out and like kept it very real with him.
Very real. 100%.
Which I love, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
And like, I really love how I feel like with her character, she really exuded a lot of confidence. You know what I mean? And confidence in who she was. Like she, regardless of how Schmidt had changed, like she was still who she was and she owned that. And like, I loved that about her so much, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She was like, yeah, I'm going to wear my weird cat shirt and I'm going to be who I am because that's who I am, you know? Like, yes, get it. Where Schmidt, definitely, you could tell he was struggling with that, you know?
Yeah.
For sure.
He definitely likes to be perceived a certain way.
He, to me, I feel like a part of his shadow work throughout the seasons also is that he always tried to wear this character that other people have put above him. You know, like a preconceived notion of who he's supposed to be or who he strives to be. And then most of the times that's like his ego side. And then like the description about his Aries side being, you know, a lover and just like genuine at heart, he's always like very emotional at that, you know? And
so I agree.
I'm not gonna lie, I do learn some shadow work from Schmidt. Thank you, Schmidt.
Honestly, I agree. Schmidt also, in my opinion, he put on that facade, but he was like the softest when it came to like all of his friends. Like the way he loved Nick, oh my gosh, you know, like
such a mom friend,
right? And, yeah, and even for sure. Like he, in the way he loved Cece, even like he's just so deep and genuine about it, you know?
Yeah, he's such a lover,
right?
He would love to say that. I'm a lover.
Good old Schmidt.
Yeah, I think he would be he'd probably be one of my favorite characters.
Agreed.
It's between him and Winston for me.
Same.
I don't know why, because like I feel like Winston was that guy that I kind of like didn't like care for in the beginning, but then as his character like grew up and like became like, he's also a very caring friend too.
Yeah.
Yes. Very much.
He and Cece became like a thing.
Yes. Yeah. I love that. Honestly, yeah, he's probably my favorite character. I would say I do go back and forth between him and Schmidt. I probably relate to Winston the most too. I think I'm like, I have a hard time with that too though, because Jess, I also very much relate to Jess.
I think that you relate to Jess on an emotional level.
Yes. Yes.
Because on Screen Rant, it says that Jess is actually a Pisces.
Okay.
Yeah. So maybe that, like that water sign.
I can see that. Yeah.
You know, it says she's compassionate and artistic, which she's very crafty. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes. She designed Cece's wedding gown.
Right.
Which are two of the best words to describe the star of New Girl, Jessica Day. Jess is a teacher, which means she must have a lot of compassion, and the fact that she teaches younger children means she is flexing her creative and artistic muscles daily.
I love that. I can see that.
And she shows so much of that, you know, in her attires, her car.
And not to like play that Pisces daydreamer stereotype, but Jess very much did live in her own little world, you know?
She definitely lived in her own little world. Yes.
And like, pop off, sis, it works for you, you know?
Yeah.
I love it.
What do you guys think about her glasses? Do you guys think that it doesn't have the glass?
I was just about to ask the same question.
Were you? Because I was just looking at this one picture, and I have my own pair of red frame glasses, but there's no glass in it.
There's no lens.
No lens. You know
what? Cute.
There's no lens. And I do feel like her glasses the whole time, because there's no glare. There's no glare.
Word.
Right.
And it literally, let's check out this picture.
I'll say, now I'm going to be paying attention when I watch. We'll be like,
I literally be looking at that. And I still don't, I still haven't figured it out.
Yeah, how it looks
that weird.
Whoa.
Weird. I remember when I got my first wig after cancer, I literally showed her a picture of Jess from New Girl, and I was like, I want it to look like this.
Oh my gosh.
Literally. It did. It really did.
I low-key want her bangs.
Yes, that was it, honestly. Yeah. And her curls.
I saw that there's a picture that she posted on her Instagram, and she said, here's a proof that I have a forehead.
That's funny. I also, like, a weird thing, but I loved that her and CeCe both had bangs.
True.
You never see two best friends with bangs. You know? True. They wore it so differently, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
True. And I feel like that was a pretty interesting combination of friends.
Right? I agree.
Because, like, she's a supermodel, and she's, like, this, like, quirky
little, right?
Middle school teacher.
I feel like a lot of friendships are like that. Maybe not to that extreme, but you know what I mean? Like, balance.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
She does definitely give off Leo energy.
So, oh, Leo?
Yeah. Screen Rant. Yeah.
Interesting. I could see that. Yeah, honestly.
I can definitely. Because she's always like the center of the attention. Every room she walks into, she's like, you know.
Yeah.
And she knows it.
Yeah.
She really honed in that energy.
And she's super, super protective of Jess. And I feel like Leo's like, when they have their people, they are very protective.
Yeah, kind of like that line, like,
rawr. Yeah.
It says, when fans first meet CeCe, she is working as a model, which fans could easily conclude means she is self-centered, a common trait for Leo's. I can see that.
Word.
As the show plays out and we get to know CeCe better, we see she is much more. CeCe is creative and generous and always in the mood for a good laugh, which are also all traits of a Leo. That's so true.
Oh, yeah.
Aww.
Is my favorite. That's one of my favorite episodes.
Yeah, you're right.
Which one?
My favorite episodes would have to be when CeCe and Schmidt got married.
You're right.
I literally cried.
Cried.
Yes.
I literally agreed.
Oh, that show.
That whole episode was like well thought of.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
She
I think
so beautiful.
So
she did. Their and relationship,
not, and
honestly,
not super extra.
Right.
Yes.
The elegant and just. Schmidt's emotion.
Oh, when, right. Oh.
Yes! I want a husband like that.
Right. He simps so hard for her.
So.
So hard. I love it. Like, literally would probably kiss the ground she walked on if she said to.
Legit would.
Okay.
The episode where she's like, Schmidt, go wait on the roof. And then he catches that sunburn.
Yeah.
He just did it for fun. She's like, watch this.
Who is your favorite couple between CeCe and Schmidt, Jess and Nick, or Winston and Allie?
Oh. Okay, that's super hard because I love the longevity and the buildup of CeCe and Schmidt, honestly, and like their progression and just like the way their relationship builds. Mm-hmm. I love Nick and Jess together, but they're not my favorite. I have a hard time between that and Winston and freaking, oh gosh, Allie. Why am I blanking on her name? Yeah, because they were like, they came in really quick at the end, but their love was so genuine and they like balanced each other out so well.
Yes.
Even like, though they're so different.
Right. I love her for him so much.
Yeah,
because honestly, you see him date a lot of weirdos. Like, he dates some strange women, and like, then he finally finds her, you know?
Yeah.
And she compliments him really well, and vice versa.
And she just accepts him. I love that she just
accepts him. Yes.
He's the weirdest guy out of the group. Yeah. Like,
he really is.
But I fell in love with him, though, with
so
Winston.
So much.
Same.
Because he's, like, funny. But he's also caring, and
yes,
I don't know. It's just he's just good.
Yeah, he's wholesome,
like,
you know.
Yeah, but then he's like also like dumb, you know, sometimes. Like, he would just do some stupid shit.
What, his pranks?
Yes.
Okay. So there was a nickname for Winston out in the internet world. It is, what was it? The Prank Sinatra.
Oh, Prank Sinatra, yes. I love that. Mood. Okay, and so him and his cat, like, honestly, I relate so hard. Like, literally that one scene when he's like, would it be weird if I brought my cat as my date? I'm like, I've almost said that a lot of times. You know?
Like, because Ferguson used to, like, love, like, riding in your...
And yes, the stroller.
Yeah.
Yes. Literally, like, it was like that episode was like Winston and Ferguson about to get some pasta. I'm like, that was literally me and Ferguson everywhere.
Wow. Like, let's
get it. Right?
Ivy and Ferguson about to get some
pasta. Right?
Aw. So is that why you name your cat Ferguson from the show?
Yes, that's exactly why. And I honestly, like, would sometimes people, when I would tell them his name, they'd be like, oh, like New Girl. And I would, like, almost cry. I'm like, yes. But he very much had the personality of, like, both Ferguson, the cat, but also Winston. You know what I mean? So it just, mm-hmm. when he was first born, I actually thought he was a girl. And he looked exactly like the gray girl chipmunk on Alvin and the Chipmunks, Eleanor, the, like, chubby one. You know, with the really cute cheeks.
Yeah.
That's what Ferguson looked like. So I named him Eleanor at first for like a good like couple months. And then I found out he's a boy. And I was like, no, you're Ferguson. You are Ferguson.
So your final answer.
Oh, yes.
To the couple is.
Do you want to know the astrological signs for each couple?
Yes.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, so Winston is a Gemini.
Oh, okay, I can see that.
And Allie is a Capricorn.
Interesting. Okay.
Okay.
I can see that, though.
Yeah. So it says Allie and Winston meet and fall in love after being partners in the police force. Allie is the reliable, smart, and responsible officer of the law, all signs of a Capricorn.
Very.
Word. Word.
Allie is also very disciplined and likes to follow the rules, which can occasionally come off as condescending or being a bit of a know-it-all, which also happens to be some of the struggles for most Capricorns.
Facts.
True. I can so see him being a Gemini too. Like, as soon as you said that, I was like, that really hits.
Yeah.
Just because I feel like Geminis, they're very... At least from my experience, like, I have really great conversations with them, and they're very, like, just, like, yeah, they're something about the way their brain works. It's, like, just different, but I love it. Like, it's so creative, and you know what I mean? And, like, I get that from him.
Yeah, on this site, it says there are a lot of sides and layers to Winston. Winston is sensitive and passionate, but also nervous and indecisive. Winston loves his bird shirts, yes! But it's quicker to but it's quick to anger if someone doesn't agree with his passion.
Word.
Winston loves a good prank but tends to take them too far. All of these Gemini traits are what makes Winston such a lovable and fun character to watch and follow.
I love that. I so see that.
Yeah.
I love his bird shirts. Actually, I went to... Did I go with you?
Yeah.
When I got the shirt, mm-hmm. Wasn't it a bird shirt?
Mm-hmm. It was a blue.
You
bird
have shirt. One?
Yes. I actually got Stop. A blue bird shirt when we went to this one festival last year.
Yes. I love that.
It was a yellow shirt. It was the button up shirt, like his style, the one that he likes to wear.
Cute.
Yellow, and the birds were blue. Yeah.
Cute. I love that.
Ugh. Okay. So that's Winston and Allie.
Gemini and Capricorn.
Gemini and
Capricorn. Okay, word.
Let's go to Schmidt and Cece. Well, we already went through that. So
Aries and Leo.
It's actually very compatible, in my opinion.
Very passionate. That's why they like have passionate sex. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, all the time too.
All the time.
I loved it.
I love how like she always like dominates him and he just
yes. loves it. They were like very much like magnets, I felt like. especially, you know,
yeah,
like they, even if they like tried to like break up, they always just got pulled to each other.
Good back together. Yeah, exactly. Yes. All right, so let's go to Jess and Nick. Wow, check this out. Jess is a Pisces.
Mm-hmm.
Nick is a Cancer.
Really? See, yeah. I always got Capricorn vibes from him.
I always thought he was so a, much...
Sorry, I thought he was a Cap Sun, a Sag Moon.
I don't know. I knew that he was some kind of a water sign because he's emotionally unstable.
Word.
I could have, I actually thought he was a Pisces. I'm like, you're such a bitch when it comes to emotions. And, you know, true. You're so emotional at the same time. You try to hide that by being this like tough guy, but everybody can pick up your energy that you're just like a sap.
Word. The reason I thought the Cap and Sag specifically was because he always like, people always say like, he's like an old man, you know, and gave him that like, you know, and that's very like Capricorn. But
he's
then
definitely an old man.
He, you know, the episode. He's out
with old man's.
Oh yes, his best friend. I love that
Tran?
Episode. Yes. You know the episode when Nick has the box where he puts all of his things that he doesn't want to deal with?
Yes.
I was like, if that's not a Sagittarius thing to do, I don't know what is.
Do you think so?
I feel like it, at least for a male.
You're right. Because I was when you said that, I was picturing Sagittarius women. But then as soon as I attached a Sagittarius man to that scene, I was like, yeah, that makes sense. That makes so much sense.
I just feel like they're definitely the type to just put things off.
Yeah, like,
put it off let me live. You have to. Yeah. You know? I do see water placements heavily, though, for him.
Heavily,
I could see Cancer so and both Pisces. Yes. And he did not know how to handle it.
Okay, so on here it says Cancer signs are known to have very big imaginations. And it's safe to say that Nick Miller has the biggest imagination out of any of the characters on the series.
Yeah.
You have to be able to write this novel, Pepperwood Chronicle.
Yes.
Yes.
In addition to being imaginative, Cancers are also very loyal. Nick is so loyal that the friends he lives with are the friends he's always had. He met in college and Winston in high school. Cancers are also known for their mood swings, which Nick can Nick had plenty of throughout the seventh season.
Plenty.
When he throws his hood up, I feel that.
It makes so much sense that he's a Cancer.
Honestly, yeah. When he like doesn't want to talk about stuff and he just puts his hood on, I feel that. Yeah. I feel that so hard.
Like, he does not want to adult at all.
This is, like, so random, but as a Cancer during this pandemic, like, if I'm feeling sad, I'm like, just put my mask on. No one can see that I'm sad under here. Like, legit. It's, like, my version of the hood, you know?
True. Okay. So, which one?
I'm going to have to go with Cece and Schmidt. Yeah, in my heart of hearts,
I'm gonna have to go with definitely Cece and Schmidt first, and then Winston and Allie.
Yes,
and then
same.
Nick
and Jess and Nick.
Jess. Yeah, because I don't know, like
same.
It was just so hard for them.
Yeah, I didn't like how they weren't sure of each other. None of them at the same time. I feel like they were ever like yes, you know.
Yeah,
I feel like they constantly repelled each other, but also like can't get away from each other at the same time. And that is toxic. Like that connection is probably like karmic as fuck.
I agree. No, you're right. Honestly, I completely agree. Because like they would like come together and fall apart and come together. And like you definitely could see that there was like a bond there. And like they definitely, you know, like brought value to each other's lives, but it was very toxic at the same time, you know.
Or it could also be a twin flame connection, because to me, I feel like twin flame are your ascension partners, so like not necessarily like to be your romantic soulmate partners, but like they're there to help you like learn a lesson and grow from it. And I feel like they both very much did that to each other throughout.
I agree. That's a good point, honestly.
Yeah.
I can see that.
And they ended up in, you know, their happy ending as like a one union, I guess, as a flame, you know, as one flame.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a successful shadow work right there.
Right? Good job, Nick and Jeff.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, look at them. I really love the way that the show was tied up just in general. I think they did a beautiful job with all of their storylines, you know?
Yeah.
I wasn't left hanging or like upset about any of them.
Honestly, what I was just most shocked about was how long Megan Fox was in the show.
Same. And I always felt just, I didn't feel like her character meshed with the group as well as like even Coach did, you know?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I did not. Yeah. That was odd to me as well.
She's pretty to look at though.
Very. You know who I loved? Okay, well, I will say one dynamic that I did love about that, and maybe this just comes from me being a bisexual woman. I love that she did bring that dynamic, but it also wasn't like heavily focused on that. It was just like, yeah, me and CeCe hooked up once. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I did just kind of slapped on.
Yeah, I did appreciate that. Another character though that I loved and felt was so fitting for as a side character was Jamie Lee Curtis playing Jess's mom.
So true. She loved that.
Right? She was so like they couldn't have picked a better Jess's mom.
Yes.
You know?
That's sure. Where she gets her quirkiness from.
Yes. And I also love how they made Jess's dad and Nick very similar.
Yes.
Pretty much the
same person in different
Yes. That was so good. And they bonded. They did good. Yeah, but
also throughout that whole interaction of him accepting Nick as who he was, like,
yes.
I feel like he was kind of, maybe this is like the very thing that he did and he didn't want Jess to like go
through
life, you know, of him like trying to figure it out. Do I want this girl or not? Like, Nick, you have 24 hours.
Yeah. And he did that too. He said, you better propose to her or my blessing is done.
I'm revoking it.
Yes.
I
forgot about that. I love that, honestly. I love that. There's one ex-boyfriend of Jess's that really stands out to me. The doctor one.
I was just gonna say, like, can we talk about all the guys that
let's just go ahead and talk about Jess's dating history.
Dating, yes, I agree. I loved the one episode when she decides to like go out and like put herself out there and she's like at the bar and she goes with the guy and she's like, hello, sailor. Definitely relate on that level.
Yeah.
But I loved Sam, the doctor. He was probably my favorite. Fuck Spencer. We hate him.
Yeah, fuck him.
Fuck Spencer.
He was literally the worst. Is
what started the whole story, the reason why Jess even moved out.
Yes.
And started looking for a place and ended up with the loft with the guys.
Yes.
Anyways, I never really gave out my answer about like whether or not like I would live with guys or not. I definitely would. I have, but it was like a different situation. I was dating a guy that was living with two other guys, so I did ended up in one place with three different guys, but I guess it was that timeline where Jess and Nick were dating. It would be that timeline.
Because I feel like
the other two guys could kind of be like Winston and Schmidt in one way or the other. Just not to the extreme that they portrayed in the show. But it was definitely fun. To me, it was less drama.
I could see that.
I didn't necessarily like say like, oh, they, you know, catered to like whatever I was missing as a girl. Because I grew up with boys, like I had three brothers, you know, so it felt natural to me. And and they knew like I was somebody's girlfriend, so they didn't really like, you know, have that. I don't know.
Right. They were respectable.
Yeah. But I definitely would. I definitely would live with guys because just I feel like I've been trained that my whole life.
Mm-hmm. I think I would. They would just have to be the right ones.
Yeah.
Right. You know,
definitely.
Oh my gosh, Paul.
Let's go to Paul.
I forgot about him. AKA Jess 2.0. Like literally the male version. Can we talk about that uncomfortable whole scenario when she tried to get that crazy lingerie and just like do the most?
Oh my God.
And she chokes him. He got scared.
Oh my god.
I feel that though. She got so in her head.
Yes, that whole scene I was like,
And when she like watches porn for like 8 hours or something in a row, and Schmidt's like, "What have you been doing all day?" She's like, she's like, "I really just need to know everything."
And then they like ran because like she, her and Cece ran into Paul again.
Oh yeah,
like working at that birthday party, and they were like doing the walk of shame.
Yep,
I remember. Didn't
she run into him? Didn't she run into him and sleep with him at, like in a later season, and then he had a girlfriend that was like the Asian version of her?
Well, I don't remember that.
Yes, okay, yeah,
you're right. Look, and we see that reflected after they have a one night stand years later.
Yeah,
Paul was planning to propose to his then girlfriend, who looks just like Jess. Yikes, looks like she really dodged a bullet there.
Actually, thinking about it, Jess has a couple boyfriends that come back, because Sam came back in a later season too and was dating her boss.
Right.
Yeah.
From the school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Interesting.
Like, weird school. Like,
you're right.
Yeah.
You're
right. Yeah. He was like a hippie.
Yeah, exactly. And then Russell came back too.
Oh my gosh. He was very handsome. I like
he's
them.
Such a delf.
Yes, he is.
Sure. Such a delf.
I loved that Nick was also in love with him.
Was he?
Do you remember that?
No.
Like
I
anytime
don't.
Russell would come around, he would like compliment him and like tell him like he like thought Russell was like the shit. I think it's probably like who he wanted to be, you know.
Yeah,
but
probably.
then at the end, Russell like asked Jess to just told Jess that he was like in love with her or something like that. Like,
oh wow. Yeah, and also do you remember she ran into Russell too again? When she was on that date with Nick, and he made them both write down what they thought they were. And now I'm like, did she run into all of her ex-boyfriends?
Not all of them. Because right? I don't think Ryan came back, did he?
Which one was he?
Ryan was the British one. This one, right?
Oh
here.
Yeah, I don't think he did either. No, he didn't.
Okay, so cute, sweet and dreamy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they were honestly really good together.
Yeah.
And his accent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. Who was that one guy that she dated and she found out like it was her cousin?
Robbie.
Yeah, yes.
Robbie.
Oh my gosh.
They literally look like cousins.
They do. Glasses and all.
They look related.
Their whole interaction was cringy. The whole time.
Yes.
They're both awkward.
Well, in the whole, like, it shocked me a little bit that, like, he dated Cece, and I just didn't imagine Cece and Jess like to be the type to date the same man. I don't know.
Yes.
Like, code.
And especially someone like Robbie.
Yeah, like I just, that was weird to me. I was like, okay, sure.
Well, yes. The two bespeckled friends start out their relationship innocently enough. It's already weird that Jess is dating one of Cece's ex-boyfriends.
Yes.
Add to that, they found that they're actually third cousins and the relationship was doomed from the start.
Oh, wow. I'm dead. That
they
killed
me. They both wear glasses.
Like even the flannel and the vest in that picture.
I mean, just that picture alone, that blue and you know, that whole blue thing going on.
They've even got like the same undertone going on in their skin, like same hair color, everything.
Everything.
They're like a different version of her and Paul. They're like the same, but different, you know?
Yeah, exactly. If Paul was like probably her moon sign. And
right.
Bobby was probably like her rising sign.
Yes, honestly.
Robbie, what'd I say?
Bobby,
same shit. Like, is this like about Gavin?
I forgot about him. Another like Dilf or Gilf.
Yeah, I don't know if I would like fuck him, but
word.
I'll flirt a lot. I'll talk all day with you. I'll probably even sleep on the same bed as you. Maybe cuddle.
I would let him buy me a drink.
Jess and Gavin never actually dated, but their very brief flirtationship should get an honorable mention, if anything, because it brought Schmidt's dad back into the game.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Good old Schmidt.
I don't know if you've ever seen Grace and Frankie on Netflix as well.
Yes, I love that show.
Yeah, he's from that too.
Oh yeah, he is. Mm-hmm. I feel like
okay, did you guys ever watch Raya?
Oh yes,
the British teacher. Oh. Okay, so Ryan is just sweet, dreamy Ryan. Okay.
Oh, yes.
If you can look past the fact that Jess's relationship with Ryan is a violation of many policies.
Her whole episode, shut it down. Just trying to get herself to not fall for him.
Jess is Ryan's supervisor when they meet. You can almost learn to love them as a couple. I really did love them as a couple.
Same. Same.
But again, simply, they just weren't meant to be. Ryan took a job as a headmaster overseas, and it's clearly the two were headed to different directions. Ryan was a good egg. He just wasn't right for Joss.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was very
unfortunate. I feel that.
Yeah.
I feel that way with some of the guys that Rory dates in Gilmore Girls too. Like, they're nice guys, just not the one.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Sam, he's honestly my favorite. Also, I think he's so cute, and I don't know what it is.
I think he's so cute.
Right?
He's very like straightforward with his emotions about like what he wants. Like, oh, Sam is a Sagittarius.
Interesting. I could see that.
Yeah, they're honest.
Yeah, honestly, I could see that.
Straightforward.
Yeah.
And honestly, I feel like people oftentimes say that Sagittarius aren't loyal, but they really are. They just have to, I think that you're worth it. You know what I mean? Like, you have to be the right person.
They're very loyal, but they're the type of loyal that is like, if you're loyal to me, I'm loyal to you.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's the type of loyal they are.
Well, and I get that from Sam too, though, honestly.
And I thought it was cute that he was a pediatrician, that he worked with kids and just like, you know, teacher and work also with kids. It says that the fact that he was a pediatrician makes him, it's further proof of his generous nature as a Sagittarius.
I see that.
At the same time, Sam seems to have difficulty settling down and can sometimes make promises he's unable to keep. This fear of being constrained is a classic trait for Sagittarius signs. And let me tell you that I have a Sagittarius mom. I have a Sagittarius friend. I have a Sagittarius daughter. And they're definitely like freedom lovers. Like,
oh. Word. No, I see. I totally see that.
Although my mom's been married for like over 40 years or like 40 years now. But like she's not the one to be tied down, if that makes sense.
Word. One thing I really respected about Sam too, like for like a character moment for him, was when they went to that cabin and he was like on absinthe and he still didn't try to get with that Nick's stripper girlfriend, you know? And he was like so honest, and he like told Jess, like, as soon as she came downstairs, he's like, she was on me, and you know, like, I was like, respect. I really, that for me, I was like, okay, I really like him. Like, I already liked him, but I really liked him after that.
Yeah. The last man for Joss is Nick.
Oh, yes. What does it say?
Okay, do you want to read that?
It says, Nick is arguably one of the show's greatest characters, and fans have been shipping the two since season one. They are polar opposites, which is what actually makes their relationship so perfect.
I do see that. And wait, what sign did they say Joss was? A Pisces?
Yes.
Cancer or Pisces? That's very compatible. So I do see that.
Yeah, it says, we'll admit when the two first got together, it was clear they had some communication issues, but it was still heartbreaking when they ultimately decided to call it quits. That didn't stop us from rooting for them to get back together, though. When they finally got married in season 7, it was the perfect happily ever after.
Truly, though. Also, as a fellow Cancer, I can definitely relate to Schmidt's just not wanting to face your emotions sometimes. I have a hard time, like, I'm super anti-confrontational, and I definitely see that in Nick. He like literally will run away at any confrontation.
Yeah, that's what it is.
That's
also
my Cancer moon right there. I hate confrontation.
And like the episode when he knows that Nick is cheating and he like literally doesn't even want to talk to Jess, he like puts the helmet on. I'm like, yep, I feel that.
Yeah. And I feel like that's why they both like had communication issues since the beginning. They also had communication issues throughout,
you know?
Because they felt one thing and then they mask it another thing, you know, and it just, it's like you're forever putting on a mask that like you care about this person so much, but for whatever reason, because of this preconceived notion that the society put on each of you guys,
you're
able to shine in your own, what is it, true self, you know?
Definitely. Clash.
But when they accepted who they are and they grew and they evolved and they kind of like map back up again, oh yeah, we weren't ready for each other because like we were so toxic for each other.
No, I totally you're right. I can because even more
two,
see the,
two water
the twin
signs
flame.
To me is, because to me like two water signs is that that can be very toxic because it's so
word
emotional
word. I could never date my own sign. I've tried.
I tried to. Twice.
same. Like, they're great, but, you know.
Yeah.
I want to throw an honorable mention to the one episode when they had freaking Prince. That was honestly one of the best episodes. Wait, so good.
They had the Prince episode, remember?
Oh, in the garden.
We had a party.
Yeah, and like.
Yes.
When Schmidt, like, got all ready and then he wasn't even invited.
Yeah.
And wasn't Nick was the one who was like obsessed with Prince, right?
When Prince sat down with them in the garden, like he like said some profound shit for them.
He did. He had that butterfly like flying around him.
Most
Prince thing ever. Oh yeah, and that's the episode when Nick first tells Jess he loves her and she does the finger guns.
Oh, you're right. See?
Because she's like in the limo and he's like, bye, I love you, and then she's like, finger guns. And then he sneaks in the party just to tell her he doesn't love her.
Yeah, so petty.
So petty. And then the whole fire and ice thing with Winston and Schmidt, like, or Winston and Coach trying to get in and they like butcher it. It was Nick and Schmidt, they butchered it. Winston and Coach did it well. And then it kills me, though, that the way that episode ends is there's like, where's Cece? And then it shoots to her playing ping pong with Prince. Like she would.
Cece is like, I want to be friends with Cece.
No,
I say I want to be friends with Cece.
Oh, you would? I feel fun. I feel like her and I honestly would be friends, but I feel like it would definitely be similar to how her and Jess's friendship started, where it'd probably be like a childhood friendship or like, you know.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah.
I definitely have a friend where me and her are completely opposite. She was like, you know, a popular cheerleader at school, and I was like a nobody, but still got along with everybody. But like, I wouldn't put myself out there like her, you know?
Yeah.
She was like that girl at school, and people always like look at us like, why are you guys friends? Like, my group of friends always look at me like, why are you friends with her? Like, I don't like her. I'm like, sorry.
Sometimes people just click, you know?
And I'm still friends with her till today.
Hell yeah.
It's been 17 years.
Hell yeah.
18 years. Amy.
That's awesome, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
So sometimes people's personalities just click, you know what I mean? Like.
Yeah.
Kind of like Raven and Chelsea.
Yes. There's exactly. Exactly. Well, I mean, like, in high school, I dressed very much, honestly, like Jess does in the show, like cardigans, skirts, like that's like was my vibe in high school. And I had like one of my best friends in high school, she was like super punk, wore like platform shoes, black lipstick, you know, we would walk down the halls together just like nothing, you know.
Definitely.
Right.
So which character of the new girl best represent your current state in your life right now, and explain why?
Okay. Honestly, I feel like a mix between like both Cece and Winston, specifically like in the periods of time when they like just kind of start to find what their like purpose in life is, because both of those characters heavily struggled with like Cece was always beautiful, so she was a model, and like Winston always just had basketball, you know, like they always just had their things.
Yeah.
But like they weren't passionate about them, you know what I mean? And so I think like, yeah, just right now I'm in the phase of like exploring a lot of different hobbies and figuring out what my passions are. And so I think I'm just kind of like, that's where I relate to, is like their their development, that probably more so Winston, because I feel like he definitely struggled and was in like a really low phase, you know what I mean? And then once he decided he wanted to join the police force and do all that, like, you know, that's when
He did have Ferguson in that transition, just like you kind of did with your Ferguson.
Exactly. Aww. Exactly. Right? Yes. I love
that. And around the time that you lost your Ferguson, you kind of like leveled up, right? Like you got your own apartment, like you have your own space. So I feel like that was kind of like the same symbolic purpose of Ferguson in Winston's life and what your does in your life.
Because I feel like, yeah, like Ferguson brought a type of love into Winston's life that like he obviously hadn't experienced. And then, you know, he found that, he was able to find that with Allie. And then, it was Ferguson's time to leave. You know what I mean? And I feel that it's beautiful.
You're so right, because that was when he said that we can co-parent Ferguson with that other
one. Yeah, right.
Oh, that's so right. I didn't even mean to say to make that connection for you.
It works, though.
Okay, so Tiv, who is your new girl character that represent your current state of life right now and why? You can do what Ivy did, like pick a character and like a timeline of the show, because it's like such a long show.
And yeah, and I think they all change so much.
You know?
Yeah. I guess I could say like Nick, where he like finally wrote that book, you know, because I feel like for the longest, like Nick didn't know what the fuck he wanted to do. But then he like found it, and he was so afraid too of like letting people read the Pepperdine Chronicles or whatever. Like, what was the first one?
Something the Adventures of. Was it like something in Jessica Knight? Like,
yeah, what, like whatever that first book that he wrote, like he was so in the beginning to like let people read it.
Well, and I feel he was even afraid to write it just because I think he didn't want to mess it up, right? You know,
it took him forever. I'm kind of in that phase where I finally figure out what I want to do.
I feel like that shows a lot of your like Virgo placements. I feel like you don't want to do anything unless it's gonna be the most that it can be, you know. And I think that like that's where Nick was struggling a lot too, was he didn't want to like, it wasn't that he didn't want to do it. He just wanted it to be the best that he could put into. He like really did see a lot of potential in his project that he wanted to do, writing that book. And like he put his heart and soul into it. But he was definitely like very afraid to even start writing it at the beginning. And then when he did produce it, he was afraid to let people see it, you know. And then it ended up being like a huge hit. And all of those, you know what I mean? Like all those kids fucking loved it. And it was like a best-selling series, you know what I mean?
And you know what, everything you said, I could see what Tiffany is going through right now.
Yes.
Tiffany is at that point where she's trying to figure it out, but she's like trying to even, I mean, she's afraid to even start. I don't even know if she's afraid, but she's, I don't know what she's waiting for.
I think it, like, at least for like with Nick, I think it's just a lot of like he just doesn't want it to like not be the best it could be, you know.
He overthinks.
He's afraid to fail because he's failed by so many other things in his life, you know.
Well, and like the book was like his baby, so I think he just didn't want like that specific thing too also to fail. He's like, if I fail this, you know,
I
have nothing.
I think that that was his like last like big jump, like if I fail this, then I definitely can't do anything else because I've tried everything else.
But it's good that he did take that leap because it was a huge success. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, honestly, that book was did so well. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Because I feel like it really on tour or something, right?
Yeah. And I feel like it grew his confidence a lot, too. I feel like he was not super self-confident, you know?
Yeah.
But that really helped him.
For sure.
And I do feel like this was, like, the tip of his shadow work. Like, this was, like, the last boss. Like, okay, you've been, like, doing all your shadow work throughout. Like, this is your chance to beat the boss.
I completely agree.
But I feel like Schmidt also helped him a lot when they ended up being like partners of the like owning.
Oh yeah. Bar. Yeah. That did make him grow up a lot.
For sure.
And not even just grow up, but also just like, I guess, accept responsibility. Cause I don't think he had a hard time accepting responsibility.
Okay, well, who's your character?
The character that represent my life right now. I feel like I'm in that phase where Cece just got out of like her modeling gig and she's working at the bar and she's just figuring out this niche that she has about like handling models or managing models.
Yeah.
And I do feel like I'm in that phase where I lost my job in 2020. And that's everything I've been working in mm-hmm. the past 14 years. And using the skills that I've gained from being in that field, I am now applying it to a new field where it is mine.
Right.
So I do feel like right now I'm in that timeline where Cece is when she was building, what's the name of her company?
Oh, Cece's Boys?
Cece's Boys, you're right.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't know why that came to me so fast, like Cece's Boys.
Yeah, I am definitely there. Okay, so from 1 to 5, how do you rate this show?
1 being the worst, 5 being the best?
Yes.
I'm gonna say 5. Honestly, I just love like everything from the diversity of like not only like the cast but also the types of characters.
Yeah.
I really liked their character development. I liked how, like, I feel like it did portray a lot of, like, real young adulthood struggles. And even, not even just young adulthood, but middle adulthood struggles, you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I think they did it really well. And I was really pleased with how they ended the show. You know, that's a really big for me because I get really invested in shows.
What about you? What do you rate New Girl?
I would do, on a moral and, like, growth level, I would do 5. Comedy Word. Level, I would do like 4 because it is kind of like cringy in some parts.
Word,
but it's still good. Like
word,
I would rewatch it. Like I said earlier, like I would just have it on the background just to be on.
Yeah,
it's just so lighthearted, it's funny.
Mm-hmm.
I can relate to it because, like you said, some of the social problems that they bring up mm-hmm. as a young adult, as a late 20s, early 30s, trying yeah. to figure out like which career path you're gonna
especially
take.
In a modern like, world where as an adult even we do have roommates, you know, most yeah. of the time.
Yeah.
In today's day and age, you know?
Yeah. And also like from what I seek for in like relationships as far as like friendships also as a grown
yeah.
up, you know, like I yeah. value more friendships that
definitely
you know, is and you know versus that. But
no,
overall,
that's
I would give it like a 4.2.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I was gonna say probably like a 4.5.
Yeah.
To me.
Okay.
Yeah, just because sometimes I was just very annoyed with Jess.
Word.
Just be doing the most. Jess and Nick, actually.
Yes.
Yeah.
I honestly watch the show more for like the other characters.
I feel that.
Because I even though I know that like it really was about like Jess and Nick at the end, but everybody else
yeah.
was much more enjoyable to watch.
Yes.
I agree. Winston was heavily my favorite, Schmidt a very close second.
Yeah.
I just something about Schmidt just is he just kills me. Just there's a heart a place in my heart for Schmidt.
For sure.
In his but weirdness.
Like, yeah, I think like my two favorite episodes were when Cece and Schmidt got married and then also when Schmidt decided to like be a stay-at-home dad.
Yes, honestly. That's one of my favorites.
I just love his relationship with Ruth.
Yes.
Like, they would do like the little spa day together.
Yes.
I think he got the perfect daughter, him being an Aries and like she's being a Sagittarius. Like she's like a Aries point.
Well, she's an Aquarius.
I mean, I'm sorry, an Aquarius mm-hmm. because she is an old soul and she is wise,
true,
but
yeah.
she also enjoys life. Mm-hmm. So I do feel like she's like Schmidt 2.0.
No, I totally see that.
They're like
she, yes. And I it kills me the relationship between her, Ruth and Nick too. Like their dynamic just is so funny to me.
Yeah,
like she does not put up with him.
Yeah,
and vice versa, he doesn't put up
just
with her
like
either.
Her dad did not put up with him.
Right, exactly. I love it. So
do you
good.
Feel like I do need more friends like Schmidt in my life. Like,
word, yes.
As much as like Nick hated the fact that Schmidt was constantly on his ass about the littlest shit.
Yes,
like, he was kind of like the parent to Nick, but I feel like the Pisces me, the one that is like constantly like going with the flow, needs a little bit of structure and like more stabilizing and more discipline in my life, because I'm such a fucking fish, you know?
Yes.
Like, you can fucking box me, okay? You don't put me in a fucking aquarium. I'll be dumb. Mood. You know? It's a big ocean.
Mood. I love the one moment that touched me with Nick and Schmidt was when Schmidt got upset because he got Nick like a cookie and Nick didn't appreciate it. So then Nick got him a cookie back and then Schmidt didn't like appreciate it back. And he's like, but you got me cookie, I got you cookie. You got me cookie, I got you cookie. And he just gets so upset about why Schmidt. And Schmidt's like, you're not getting it, man.
Yeah.
Oh,
I love that they're both such boys. They both like,
yes,
like love each other so much, but at the end of the day they're still like such boys.
Yeah. Right? Literally. Their friendiversaries to infinity.
I agree.
get you a friend who does that.
And then like at the end when Schmidt said, I love you, man. And then he finally said, I love you too.
Yes.
I feel like he never.
No, because it's that he's so guarded because of his trauma, and he did not know how to cope with that. One as a man and one as an emotional man being a water sign, Cancer.
Yes.
And three, being having the duality of Cancer, being like, to me, Cancer is kind of like a lot of water, also a lot of air.
Yeah,
of, like one sign, a lot of on the other like spectrum, because I
feel
like
I feel that
six and the nine is like it's kind of like that whirlwind, like whirlpool of emotions.
No, that makes sense,
but I love it at the same time, you know, y'all fucking crazy motherfuckers, and like you like help me really face my quote-unquote demons in
mood
uncomfortable ways, but it's necessary, you know.
I feel that,
and that's what I feel like, that's what Nick went through, like Schmidt, yes, helped him get there, like he helped him face his demons in such uncomfortable ways, but he's like, Nick, I got you, I'm holding your hands, I know it's uncomfortable, like I know it's fucking crazy, but I fucking got you, you know.
Yes.
And I love that as boys,
same, right? I also love about Schmidt is he was such like a man's man in the sense of like he loved women and beautiful women, you know.
Appreciated a
but
woman.
But he was so feminine at the same time. Very, I loved it. Like, pop off, king, you know, like
such an Adonis.
Right? Like he had like Cece under his arm and he was still like, I'm gonna decorate the house. And when they were like going wedding shopping, he was like, pew, pew, pew. Like that was all him, not her. Like I love that.
I would really appreciate a man like Schmidt, because at the same time,
honestly,
he hones in that masculine energy of like taking charge and making sure everything is in order, but at the same time he's very like have like that eyes for details, like a
woman,
you know, and so passionate about it too.
Exactly. I completely agree. We all need to get us a man like Schmidt.
Oh my gosh, I'm a manifest me a Schmidt.
Word, same. You'll get your Schmidt and your daughter will get her cat.
Oh my, maybe, because I do want to go like to a spa or get a massage or even get mani pedi with my man, you know, like why not? Mm-hmm.
No, I love like just a little bit feminine men.
It's, you know? So relaxing. Yeah, sure.
Yes.
I feel like why, like a man who can appreciate his feminine side, you wanna have,
because that's less
hard
for you emotionally, you know. They could just connect with you without you having to explain to them why you're doing these things, because they're like, oh, I can relate to that. Yeah.
Well, and I'm sure you two could relate from what, you know, like I know about you guys, we're all independent women and we can, you know what I mean, like handle our own and provide for ourselves, so we don't, you know, I think it's nice for us to maybe find a man who can exude similar qualities on other ways, you know what I mean? Like, not just provide, but also be able to be a little softer sometimes, or, more in touch with those things, right? You know,
really understanding,
right?
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, all about balance, you know.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah,
because like the independent aspect of what we're doing right now, I feel like that's very masculine, right?
Yeah, yeah,
and yeah, sure. Like, give me a man that is feminine. Not necessarily, right. Like,
or just a little softer, flamboyant. Yeah.
I mean, whatever. I wouldn't mind a little flamboyant either, to be
just
honest.
Just metro.
With you. Yeah.
Mood, same.
You know, even the yes. long hair, like, I wouldn't mind, like, a long hair man or, like, long dreads. Like,
as long you as, know
like,
who I have a high key crush on, and he's so gay? Bretman Rock.
Oh my God, yes.
Right? I would date the hell out of him.
Yes.
And he'd be so fun to date, too. Yeah. So he'd be like your best fun. Friend.
Yeah,
such a good time,
right?
Like, I love when he exudes his masculinity.
Same.
Like, you're so sexy, but you're so pretty at the same time.
Yeah, exactly.
I love that. I do,
right? Like, I was admiring that about him the other day.
Like,
I was like
spiritually, okay. But like, it just like vibes with my soul right now.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. No, I. That's my favorite thing about him. My Instagram is at ASSTROGIRL.IVY.
Okay, Astro Girl.
Yes.
Got that booty.
You already know.
All right, Ivy, we're gonna let you go.
Yes, I love you guys.
Great night. We love you.
Yes, have a good night. Soon. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye, guys. You know what kills me? I'm like, he's probably just so bored out there in Hawaii. He's just entertaining himself. You know?
Yes.
But I love it. I also love his relationships with his nieces and nephew.
Yes.
So cute.
Well, Ivy, this was so much.
Yes. Thank you guys for having me.
Thank you for being here.
Yes.
You
I'm always.
You definitely have to come back next time and maybe
we'll yeah.
another show or a book or something. You're so fun. Yeah.
Yes, I agree. I had a blast.
Yes, and you need to
my first podcast.
Us.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I know. That's going to be on the books for this next year.
Yeah.
For sure.
Maybe we can also do like a vlog of like Ivy being
ooh,
here.
Ooh, that'd be fun.
Since we have not.
Yes.
At all.
No, we've been bad with it.
Dude.
Well, I hope you enjoy the rest of your Friday.
Yes.
Sun is still up there in Seattle.
Right. Right word.
It's way past dinner.
It's 8:30.
Shrewd.
Yeah. Oh wait, is it 8? No, it's 7:40 right now.
Yeah, 7:40 right now.
Ooh. Yes, late.
Before we let you go, why don't you tell our listeners again where to find you online or how to support you?
Yes, my Instagram is astrogirl.ivy. And that's on Instagram.
What can you spell it for them? Because you know you spell it. You
oh
know.
Yeah. My Instagram is at ASSTROGIRL.IVY.
Okay, Astro Girl.
Yes.
Got that booty.
You already know. Yes. Have a good night. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye guys.
That was so much fun.
So much fun.
I'm so glad she came on. She had so much like insight, like as far as astrology wise, connecting the show with astrology with those characters. That was fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was not expecting the conversation to go there actually. So that was a good little surprise for me.
For me too.
Yeah. It was cool to learn like the different signs that the characters were tied into.
For sure.
Well, as always, you guys, before we let you go, we're going to send you off with some good juju for the week, for the weekend.
But before we give you the affirmation for the week, we want to let you guys know that we have picked the next book for our Indo Club, which is going to be The Joy Luck Club by Amy Tan.
Oldie but goodie, you guys.
Yes. It says on when I went to go order it, it says that there's like a teacher's pick.
Yeah.
So I guess they're like I feel like I've heard of this book before. I just don't know why I've never read it.
I'm with you. I think I've heard a lot of people actually reference to this book or maybe the movie.
Right.
I've always heard like that term, the Joy Luck Club, the Joy Luck Club, but I never really understood what it was. I guess we finna find Abby.
Yes.
How did you like come across the title?
I think it was honestly from like a post I saw on Instagram when we had the whole like Stop Asian Hate thing, and it was from one of the posts that had like multiple posts on there on the feed, you know, where like you can like things you can like read to educate yourself about like, you know, like Asian American culture, and then like where you can like help and donate, like, you know, like in another slide. So that's where I saw there was like a few other books that, you know, they suggested that we should read. I mean, when I saw this, I wanted to read this because, again, like I said, I've heard of the book before, but I've like never actually read it myself. So I really want to read it this time. So I thought, what better way?
Yeah, I'm excited. I love my book covers, like dragons and shit. You know, I love dragons.
Yeah. All right. So I'm going to go ahead and give you guys the affirmation now. The affirmation is, my life is filled with pure love and faith.
Oh, I love that.
Me too. And I think it's so appropriate for Easter Sunday.
Yes, for sure.
Okay, one more time. My life is filled with pure love and faith. So guys, just remember to always love yourself first.
First.
Okay. And always believe in yourself. Have faith in yourself. Have faith that good things for you will always come at the right time, and if you work hard for it. Okay?
Okay.
So I hope we hope that you guys have a wonderful week filled with lots and lots of love and faith.
Okay. I hope that you manifest the fuck out of your future. We have a new moon on Saturday. So you can write all your manifestations, do your vision board for the next month, and use your faith as your currency, guys.
Okay.
Okay. And just know that we love you guys so mucho grande, and we will talk to you next week.
Bye.
Hey, girl, what you doing? Just